Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Today I'm going to share a brief interview that I did with Mark Vitito at the Messiah Conference, and you're going to love it. So relax, grab a cup of coffee and a bagel, and I'll be right back. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom. Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Am Yisrael Chai. 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 Od Avinu Chai, Od Avinu Chai. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Come fellowship with us on Saturdays at 10 o'clock a.m. We're at 1326 North Winton Road in Irondequoit. And while you're at Shema Yisrael, please check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. It's open after services every Saturday around noon, and it's also open on Tuesdays from 1 to 7 and Thursdays from 1 to 6. The Fig Tree Bookstore is a great place to go for CDs, tapes, prayer shawls, music, shofars, books about sharing Messiah, and jewelry. That's the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. And if you're in the Lockport, Medina, or Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Brith Hadashah. They're at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst. Their services are every Saturday at 10:30 a.m. Okay, here's a song from the CD, Every Tribe, Joshua Aaron. It's called He is Good. Amen.
L'Adonai kitov, ki le'olam chasdodu. L'Adonai kitov. Oh, He is good. Oh, His love endures all. Oh, thank you.
this is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's Paul Wilbur with Clap Your Hands, an oldie but goodie. Dr. Ed is going to be live in the studio with me next week, but let's hear a little bit about Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester. Have you been looking for a chiropractor in Rochester? Unlike conventional medicine, which focuses on attempting to treat disease once it occurs, the upper cervical chiropractic care offered at Upper Cervical Chiropractic of Rochester emphasizes the importance of improving your health in an effort to reduce the risk of pain and illness in the first place. They will help you express life fully. They have been offering high-quality upper cervical chiropractic care to Rochester and upstate New York since July 2013. With state-of-the-art complete postural cone beam CT scans and complete neurological diagnostic testing equipment, they work to determine if they're what you need to get your life back. If you would like to find out if they can help your next year to be better than the last several, please book a no-charge consultation and initial examination today. Get your life back. Give them a call at 585-474-3739. Upper Cervical Chiropractic Care of Rochester, located at 1280 North Winton Road. You can find them online at www.ucccroc.com. In a little while, you're going to hear an interview I did with Mark Vitito while at the Messiah Conference. Well, Mark is part of a group called Hashir, so I thought I'd share a few songs from that group. Enjoy!
Yeah.
Yeshua who saves. We offer our lives to you. We lay them down before you. We live our lives to praise you, God of all our days. And we are here to worship the Holy God of Israel, the Lion of Judah, Yeshua who saves. We offer our lives to you. We lay them down before you. We live our lives to praise you, God of all our days. And we are here to worship the Holy God of Israel, the Lion of Judah, Yeshua who saves. We offer our lives to you. We lay them down before you. We live our lives to give you all honor and praise, God of all our days.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Okay, Hashir has a CD out called Resound, and this is a beautiful song called Shema. That was written and sung by Dara Vitito. Well, this is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Pretty soon, we're going to hear an interview I did with Mark Vitito. But right now, let's hear all about Europa Cafe. Yummy. If you're hungry and in the mood for something different, I highly recommend the Europa Cafe in Delhi. It's at 1694 Penfield Road. They're open Mondays, Tuesdays, Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Wednesdays and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., Sundays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Europa Deli is a gourmet food store that specializes in European foods from countries such as Russia, Ukraine, Moldova, Bulgaria, Germany, Poland, ex-Yugoslavia, and more. They have an extensive variety of imported foods, smoked meats, seafood, cheese, pastries, and more. Their cafe and bakery has the most delicious baked items. You just have to try it. Europa Cafe and Deli, 1694 Penfield Road. Call them at 585-385-2040. Come in and tell them that you heard about it on Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammah Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammah Yisrael. That's Shemayisrael. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammah Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show was pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. In just a few minutes, I'm going to go ahead and share the interview with Mark Vitito, but I also wanted to invite you, if you're curious and you'd like to meet me in person, I'd love to give you a hug. I am blessed and honored to be chosen to give the sermon at Congregation Shammah Yisrael on Saturday, August 25th. So if you'd like to come on out, it's at 1326 North Winton Road. It's about a half a mile south of Empire Boulevard. And I'll be sharing a little bit about my testimony, and the rest, well, you'll just have to come and find out. So come on out to Shammah Yisrael Saturday the 25th and see what God has put on my heart to share. And right now, I'll share with you my interview with Mark Vitito. I love being at Messiah Conference because I always find the most interesting people to interview. I'm here with Mark Vitito, if you recognize that name. Yes, I interviewed his mother Jill a few months ago. Lovely woman. I think it runs in the family. And Mark is a really...
You're calling me a lovely woman?
Well, that's not quite what I meant, but you know, some people just can't take a joke. I don't know, but you know, listeners, you'll have to judge for yourself. All right, thank you for being my guest.
Thank you so much.
That was a quick interview. All right, so you started a, what do you call it, an organization to bring musicians and worshipers together called Me'uchad.
Yes.
I said it right.
Very good.
All right.
So Me'uchad is it's a twofold ministry. Our mission is the uniting and equipping of the Messianic Jewish worship community. And the way that we do that is with our website at meuchad.org, M-E-U-C-H-A-D.org. On the website, you can find articles, teachings on worship, on the heart of worship, on the theology of Messianic worship, on practices, practicality of worship. We have podcasts, much like Bagels and Blessings, where we're interviewing Messianic artists, worship leaders. And we also have our biggest resource on the website is our online songbook. And that is the crux, really, of the website. We wanted to provide a place where Messianic worship leaders and artists, but congregational worship leaders specifically, could go listen to a song, download the chord sheet, download lyrics to be used in whatever visual template they have, and then do that song in their congregational worship.
Do you have different keys?
We do not have different keys. We do hope to have a transposition capability at some point.
We're going to have to collaborate because I have a whole bunch of music in certain keys, and maybe my keys are different than your keys. And
The cool thing about Meochad is that we make sure that when we get music from an artist, we get it from the artist. We have their permission to put our music up on the website. So nothing that you see on the website has been pirated in any way.
I'm really excited to know about that.
Yeah, and thank you. And the other part about that, of supporting the artist, is that the link to whatever marketplace they sell their music in is with their chord sheets, with their folder of music, and so you can click the link to that artist and then go buy their music. So it's hopefully growing into like the one-stop shop for building the repertoire of music for congregations, catalog of music for their congregational use.
Was this a long time dream of yours to get this going? How did this happen?
So 4 years ago, I heard the oft-repeated question or statement, we should get together, from young worshippers in the YMJA, we should get together and have worship weekend. We should get together and have worship weekend. We should share music. And I, for years of leading worship for the YMJA, would hear this, think it's a great idea, and then just forget about it when I got home. And then Toby and Brooke Manolis, who used to run Day and Night Worship, which was another interview podcast, they're friends of mine, and they called me and said, we believe that Beth Hillel in Roswell, Georgia, which is where I am a worship leader, should host a worship event and you should lead it. And I said, you know what, enough already. Why do I keep hearing this and doing nothing? I said, fine, of course. Yes, we do need to do this. And so I asked Rabbi Kevin Solomon if we could house it, and he said yes. And then as soon as that wheel got turning in my brain, I realized this can't be a one-stop, a one-time thing. It can't even be an annual thing. We have to have a 365 and one-fourth day a year resource that Messianic people can go to build the repertoire of music. So I brought a team together, including the Manolises and the Arroyos and Jamie Eaton. Tony Eaton's daughter from the UMJC is on our leadership team. Recently brought on Matt Adams from Florida, and brought an executive board together, including Mara Frisch and Rabbi Seth Klayman and Paul Wilbur. Of course, Ian and I are on the board. He's my finance guy. He's the one that keeps my dreams from being too lofty. And we incorporated. We became a 501c3, started the website, started collecting music. We had our first conference in 2016. 2017, Paul Wilbur came and did some teaching at the conference. Greg Silverman was there, and a few others. And then this year, 2018, the conference has Greg Shoemake, who used to travel with Paul Wilbur, is going to come and teach. Paul is going to be there teaching. And then some Nashville musicians. Dan Needham is a huge name in Nashville, currently traveling with Michael McDonald. Gary Lund is a bass player, studio musician in Nashville. Michael Hodge, who is a guitar player and worship leader for Joel Osteen. And Hazakim is going to be there. And then we also have our dance track led by Arlene Weihweger. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, who led a dance track for us last year. So it's going to be specific teaching in those tracks, and then also the networking aspect. And it is, as I said, cross-generational and cross-organizational. So we have people coming from the UMJC, from the MJAA, from Tikkun, from Jews for Jesus, and every organization that we reach out to, we have people coming.
And you really do have people that are over 50?
We do.
But what's the majority?
The majority is middle-aged. So the majority.
Oh dear, what are you calling middle age these days? I've got to ask this question. Gee, Mark, what's middle age?
The majority is between 30 to 55.
Uh-huh.
But we have some over. And we have some.
I look young.
We have some younger.
Where and when?
It is in Roswell, Georgia, which is just north of Atlanta, at Congregation Beth Hillel, October 12th through 14th. And they can register online at meuchad.org, meuchad.org.
Fabulous. Oh my goodness. Now, in the 2 minutes we have left, how would you sum up your childhood in getting into the Messianic movement?
Oh gosh. I went to my first Passover Seder as a Gentile when I was 7 years old, and my mom was interested in Messianic Judaism. A rabbi that was tired of her questions introduced her to Rabbi Michael Wolff in Cincinnati, so he became my first rabbi. By 17, I was serving and leading worship within the Messianic community, and then I became involved with Kol Simcha, did the vocal arranging for one of their albums, recorded with them, recorded with Kathy Schuster, recorded with that short-lived messianic rap group MJP in the early 90s.
I'm starting to feel old.
And have been, I sang, I didn't rap. And have been leading worship for the YMJA at Messiah Conferences since 95. Now I'm the YMJ worship advisor, bringing up the new worship leaders. So
amazing.
In it to win it.
It took me this long to finally get to talk to you, but I'm so excited, and I have a feeling that we're going to be buddies.
Yes, I think so.
So Mark Vitito, you did good. You're not a lovely young woman, you're a lovely young man. Emphasis on young. And now I know that you're a musician and that you sing, so I'm going to be picking your brain a lot.
Awesome.
So thank you very much, and the Lord bless you.
Lord bless you also.
All right.
Thank you.
Sure. Shalom.
Shalom.
Again, that was my interview with Mark Vitito, and we've got time for lots more music. So I'm thinking we haven't played Sue Samuel on the show for a while. Here's Awake Zion.
Beauty and praise. Awake. Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Here's Kadosh Atah with David and Karen Seguin. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. We've got Corey Bell with Lev Shalom. You are good. Amen. Before we had Joshua Aaron with He is Good, and now we've got Corey Bell with You Are Good. Because you know what? God is good. Yes, indeed. He is good. Hallelujah. This is Ethel Chadwick. Thanks for listening to Bagels and Blessings on 990 AM WDCX. All right, next we've got Jonathan Sattel. Ani Ma'amin. I believe.
אני מאמין, אני מאמין, אני מאמין. בריאה המשיח. אני מאמין, אני מאמין, אני מאמין באמונה שלמה, בריאה המשיח. אני מאמין.
Jonathan Sattell, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's a beautiful song from Marty Goetz. He is my defense. Hallelujah.
From him is my expectation. My soul, wait thou only, only upon God, for from him is my I shall not be moved. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. He is my defense. I shall not. My rock and the horn of my salvation. Yes, my Yeshua only, he only is my rock and the horn of my salvation. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto, Leolam, Leolam I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved.
A beautiful song from Marty Goetz that comes from Psalm 62, verse 6. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much for listening to the program today. And now, my friends, it is time for the Aaronic Benediction from Philip Stanley Klein. Feel these words as he sings them, and be at peace, my friends.
Yivarechech Adonai v'yismorecha. Yaher Adonai panavalecha Vikunecha. Yes, Adonai Paravalecha V'yasem lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.